This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 5th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is the audit dividend recommendation memorandum on Freedom's Defense Fund.
Just that.
Good morning, Mr. Bonowitz. Please proceed when ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry about that entrance. Good morning, everybody. Before you is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum on Freedom's Defense Fund, which recommends you approve the finding as presented in the draft final audit report. That finding involved disclosure of independent expenditures. In response to the interim audit report recommendation, FDF provided additional information that established $62,499 in independent expenditures. FDF amended its reports to disclose all but $11,869 as independent expenditures. Appropriate 24 and 48-hour notices were not filed for independent expenditures totaling as much as $43,498. We are prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on the Audit Division's recommendation memorandum? Commissioner Weintraub. Commissioner McGann.
Thanks. The issue here is that the auditors had thought maybe some things were some ads were express advocacy, and it turns out that the commission didn't agree with all of that. They agreed with some of it. And the thought I had was that the audit report wasn't particularly clear on that point and some other points, because sometimes when the auditors go down a road and then it turns out it wasn't quite the road the commission would go down, it makes the audit report look a little clunky. I can approve this, which is the draft today, but I look forward to working with my colleagues to revise it to explain what happened procedurally, so the public can learn a little bit about what happened here, and provide a little more clarity in the explanation of the findings, so that people know what's going on. And I'd circulated some language. I want to make clear, I'm not to my colleagues, I'm not wedded to that language, and certainly, you know, open to the feedback or whatnot. And I'm mindful that we all share the goal of having essentially a fixed template for audits. But sometimes things are a little bit different audit to audit, so sometimes the template requires a little bit of tweaking to make it reflect the reality of the audit. So I think this is doable, and I appreciate the work that and the cooperation I've received thus far, but I'm just trying to make it a little more clear of a document. So we can vote for this today and then do the cleanup after the fact to move it along.
Thank you. And one of the issues that you had raised, which I agree, this may have been one of the first instances that we used the procedure under our new Directive 69, and I think you had suggested that be reflected in the report, and I think that makes sense. I think it was one where, at the end of the day, the Commission did not actually act upon it, so the guidance went forward under the directive as proposed by the Council's office. So that should just be reflected, I think, in the report, because it makes clear why the auditors took the action that they did. So I'll support the recommendation as is as well, and happy to work on any clarifying language to make clear what the Commission is actually voting on and concluding in the final report. Is there any further discussion? Is there a motion?
I move that we adopt the draft final audit report that's before us regarding the Freedom's Defense Fund.
Any discussion on the motion? Mr. Stoltz, before.
One technical point. This is the Audit Division Recommendation Memorandum, which is a slightly different step.
Oh, thank you.
In the process.
Right, right. I should have actually read well the agenda, because that tells me what to say. Now I have it in front of me. So I move the agenda item.
Number 1122, in fact.
Yeah, right. That's 1122, yes. Whatever that is, that's what I move.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you very much, Mr. Stoltz and Mr. Bonowitz.
Thank you.